And of course, that's how they've worked all along. Before we knew it, this notion of gay gene, which there is no scientific evidence. If anybody in this room thinks they can present, you know, evidence that there is, that has been proven, I'd be very interested to hear about it. Because everything I've read, there's no science. There's speculation. There's theories. There's even scientific studies from the other side, the so-called Simon LeVray brain study of 1991, where they tried to prove this. They went about trying. They wanted to, you know, they were their sympathies, you can tell by reading their study, were to prove that this is the case, and yet they couldn't do it. They couldn't find this gay gene. They could find no difference between heteros. They even used a set of twins and couldn't find the difference, you know, genetically or with the gene that would be considered the homosexual gene. And there's just prominent research after prominent research that has done the same thing, concluded there's no evidence. Yeah, that doesn't matter. That doesn't stop our high schools all across the country from teaching it as a done deal, that homosexuals are born that way. And it's a brilliant coup. Because how can we be critical of something, if God made them that way, there's almost something blasphemous, but saying, oh my gosh, you're going to try to convert the person that's trying to, that was born this way by God. There's nothing that can be done. They can't be converted. You have to accept them. It's very smart. And so we have this going on right now in the schools where again, it's being presented as, you know, factual.